You're ready now for another meditation period. So, are you comfortably seated in your chair? Please note that using the same chair in the same location at about the same time of day, if possible, is especially helpful during this learning phase. Later, of course, you will be able to meditate anywhere so long as there are no major distractions to disturb you. Is your tape player within easy reach? Again, see that your spine is straight, but not rigid or tense. Relax your hands as you begin these exercises. As your eyes close, slowly take a couple of deep breaths. Notice your thoughts for a moment and where they are directed. Center your attention behind your eyes. Move your awareness around in your body. Let your attention, your awareness, settle all the way down to your feet. Imagine you're looking up at your legs from the vantage point of your feet, as if you were gazing up at the trunks of tall trees. Tell your feet they aren't going anywhere, so they can relax and release any tension. As you say this, feel the tension ebbing away. Slowly and smoothly, the relaxation will follow your awareness up your legs, replacing any tightness that it encounters. Deliberately tighten your leg muscles as much as possible, and then relax, feeling the relaxation entering your legs. Then the thighs and buttocks. Tense all the muscles there momentarily. Then release the tightness as relaxation replaces it. Moving now to the stomach and chest and lower back. Tense these muscles and relax. Remember to check your shoulders. Release any stiffness in this area by shrugging your shoulders tightly and holding this position as the shoulder blades push together for a moment. Then let go as relaxation flows in a bright golden cascade through the muscles, washing away the tension. How does your neck feel? Any stiffness present? Whether there is or not, it might be beneficial to perform a special head and neck exercise recommended by Edgar Cayce as a way to help relax you further and prepare you for meditation. As with the breathing exercise, you should proceed every meditation session with this exercise. If you would like a visual preview of the movements, pause the tape for a moment and see pages 6 and 7 in your workbook. Before you begin, remember the exercise is done slowly and gently. You will stretch your head in four directions, front, back, right, left, completing three repetitions in one direction before moving to the next. And then you will rotate your head three times in each direction. Allow your neck to stretch as far as possible without straining at all. Now you're ready to begin. Gently tilt your head forward, keeping your shoulders in place, as if you're trying to lower your chin to your chest. Don't strain, but hold for a count of three, then gently raise your head up to its starting position. Again, slowly lower your head for a count of one, two, three. Raise your head. Lower it again. One, two, three. Now to the rear. Allow your head to tilt back slowly as if you want to look at the ceiling. Don't strain, but count one, two, three, and raise your head to its regular position. Again, back, one, two, three. One more time. One, two, three. Next, lean your head to the right as if trying to touch your ear to your shoulder. Don't strain and keep your shoulders down. Count one, two, three. Return your head to upright. Again, tilt your head. One, two, three. And gently raise your head. And for the third and final time, gently stretch. One, two, three. Now repeat the motion to your left and count on your own. Now again, slowly tilt your head forward. Imagine your neck is a string attached to your head. Let your head roll, circling slowly clockwise in the direction of your right shoulder, continuing around your back and rolling to and across your left shoulder and circling to the starting position. Repeat the movement two more times. Raise your head momentarily, and then, lowering your chin again, slowly roll your head to your left shoulder and around for three counterclockwise repetitions as you do your own counting this time. How does your face feel, especially the eyes and mouth? Your eyes should be gently, naturally shut, and your jaw muscles relaxed. Your entire face will look almost as if you're asleep. Your whole body feels at ease. Next comes the breathing routine. With either thumb or forefinger, close off your left nostril. Draw breath in through your right nostril. Hold it for a count of three and exhale through your mouth. Now repeat, breathing in deeply until the lungs are filled, holding, exhaling. Once again, in through the right nostril, holding, exhaling through the mouth. Now with your right nostril shut, inhale through the left. When your lungs are full, switch your finger over to close the left nostril, and keeping your mouth closed, release the air through your right nostril. Close the right nostril again, inhale deeply through your left nostril, and then close only the left. Exhale. One more time. Breathe in through the left and out through the right. As you lower your hand, call to mind your affirmation. I am at peace. Feel its meaning in the silence of your mind. I am at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. To share this peaceful state of mind with others, simply imagine it radiating out from you towards family members and friends, your community, and the world around you. Is there anyone who comes to mind who would benefit from your peaceful thoughts at this time? Notice whatever people occur to you. Direct your peace and serenity to that person. Now open your eyes. Stretch if you'd like. You might want to refer occasionally to your workbook, which illustrates the exercises you just performed, the head and neck, and the breathing routines. For the remainder of this course, continue your sessions seated in a chair. Most people prefer the sitting posture because if they lie down, they tend to fall asleep. But if you elect after these training sessions to lie on your back during meditation, that of course is fine. You will need to do the head and neck exercises in an upright position before lying down. Whether you sit or lie, your legs should not be crossed and your spine should be straight. When lying down, fold your hands on your abdomen over your solar plexus.